afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 25th, 2019, 1:31 p.m. We're on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an application led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sandoval.
Lord God, keep the heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that please unto you. Forgive us what we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Please join me.
Let the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda out of order today with items under the Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider possibly adopt a resolution recognizing John A. Dean for 10 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Item B, consider possibly approve U.S. Department of Justice United States Marshal Service Modification Number 11, the current intergovernmental agreement number 78-01-0077. The purpose of this agreement is to incorporate the new wage determination effective December 26th, 2018. Do we have a motion on those items under Sheriff?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Sandoval. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Dean, would you like to come up to the podium?
For 2 years.
Whereas John Dean has devoted 10 years of life serving the people of Jefferson County while employed with the Sheriff's Office with pride and professionalism, and whereas Mr. Dean has pledged his services as a peace officer, making an outstanding contribution to law enforcement and the quality of criminal justice in Jefferson County from 2009 to 2019, and bailiff in the courts from 2009 to 19. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Mr. Dean has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, he's recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County. Will be missed by his friends and co-workers, signed by the members of this court this 25th day of February. Congratulations.
I didn't have eyes up there, but the second was,
And this is something I want to say that you've become an ERW. He knows who that is. He and Langston got into a conversation about basketball. And he told Langston, Langston was a pretty good basketball player. Wasn't that great, but he was okay. And Deputy Dean told him, say, you were an ERW. You just ate, wrote, and watched. So now you're going to eat, ride, and watch it from now on.
Dean, I just want to congratulate you again. The second retirement, maybe it'll be as good as the first one. And thank you for your time and your service as City of Beaumont and the county.
And Dean, I want to echo those because it's true. You know, you can get on people's nerves sometimes. But one thing about it, we know that it's about being factual and making sure that you make people take care of business in the right way. And that's to be applauded of you. And we appreciate your time here in Jefferson County.
Good. All the best. I should have cut it back. Right. Turning to our regular agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is received file bids for contract lighting supplies for runway and taxiway at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is consider approved tax for request for proposals for design and installation of exterior LED message center and indoor LED video board replay panel for Ford Park. Item C is consider approved execute receipt file a contract renewal for motor fuel for Jefferson County for a third 1 year renewal with Spyder Oil Company from February 27, 2019 to February 26, 2020. Item D is consider approved execute receipt file a contract amendment for paper stock and envelopes for the county to increase prices on items 1 through 6, 16, and 17 from Home Fit Curve Paper Company due to manufacturer price increases and supply shortages. Item E is to rescind the award on the turning contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County for item number 4 with Windward Group. Item F is to re-award the term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County for item 4 Image Link 16mm dual strand in the amount of $64.40 to Endicott Microfilm as shown on attachment B. Item G is consider and approve execute receipt file contract amendment for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County to increase the price on item 6 from $2,922 to $3,053 and item number 10 from $263.50 to $283 with Endicott Microfilm shown on attachment C. Item H has been requested to be tabled. Item I will be taken separately. Item J is considered approved change order number 1 with Millennium Products Inc. for the installation of a high power 250 kilowatt diesel for 24 hour fuel tank generator at Jefferson County New Health Clinic in the amount of $40,339.43, bringing the total amount to $258,862.43, and funding for this is through a Texas Department of Rural Affairs Round 1 disaster project, now funded by the Texas General Land Office. Item K is to consider and approve execute receipt file a certificate of construction completion with Millennium Products Inc. for the installation of the generator with a 24 hour fuel tank at the health clinic. Item L is request approval to release final payment to Millennium Product for the installation of the diesel generator at the health clinic in Port Arthur in the amount of $62,191.73. Item M is to consider and approve execute receipt file a professional service agreement with Real Engineering LLC for Jefferson County Facility Improvement Measure Upgrades Engineer Review for a fixed fee of $7,000. Do we have a motion on those items noted under purchase?
Yeah, motion.
Moved by Commissioner Crawford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
We have two questions. One is C. Is this the last year of the contract with them, or is it a full 5th year, something like that?
This is the 3rd year in a 5-year contract.
5-year contract. And then on the last one, what is this going to be in reference to?
The Johnson Controls makes representations about what our savings are going to be based on the energy conservation project that we have outlined, and this is an engineer that's required by state law who comes in and verifies that those calculations are accurate.
Okay.
And we have to do it.
Okay, no problem with that. But have we ever had a review back on our energy bills and things of that nature?
What do you mean on the...
On all our bills, we didn't have some of these, I think it was HP grant back, Star grant sometime back. Have we ever had an audit back to see if we got to see what we're supposed to get on those?
You mean on the original Honeywell project?
Yeah.
We received a audit each year of what our savings were, and I think all that's a file probably in engineering, because it ran for... I think 15 years. Right. We did cut off at the end there after the 10-year period after we paid off our Lone Star payments. We kind of walked away from that guarantee.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that, for those answers.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I said unanimously. The next, under purchasing item I is consider and approve execute receive and file professional services agreement with LaBeach Architectural Group for architectural services and construction administration for the new concession stand at Ford Park Ball Field for a fixed fee of $20,000 plus to be reimbursable for the expenses. Do I have a motion on that one?
Move.
Second.
They moved and seconded. Now, yes. There were some questions about that, some discussion.
I actually questioned Deb in reference to that, and she let me know that this was only for them to go out and start the process. I think what I said to you this morning, I still stand by. I'm hesitant in going out and starting this project because one project we must get out of the way. The other project is I've talked to Claudio and asked him to put a second phase in place, and that means bringing and having salespersons go out to the different parts to sell juice and water and popcorn and things of that nature to reduce the size of the lines. And that's because if you go back and look at the questions that came back some time ago, it was brought up that we may need more restrooms out there, female restrooms out there. And I want to make sure we do a total thing that will benefit the whole instead of saying that we have to go back and forwards with.
Yeah. I'm happy if he looked at that too, but I think we had all of our questions answered from the food service people, correct, on how it was going to help them. And we have some dedicated funding that's set aside by HOTAC dollars. That project. So we are not making the final decision. We'll make another decision
okay.
Once you see whether or not you approve of the plans.
Okay.
But based on the letter from the agreement with LaBeach, it states that construction budget for the project is at $500,000. So it gives us a ceiling if we choose not to go over that.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, from past bids, we were.
But that's before we got the additional money from HOTAC. I think we had 270 or something like that at that time.
350, I believe.
Yeah, we were 165 short.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they end up, and then we'll be able to make a decision at that time. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I'm carried under. County Auditor, we have one item, regular county bills, check number 456235 and 456487. Do I have a motion on that?
Moved
by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland for street repairs. Item B is considered authorized county judge to execute an interlocal with the City of Grove for street repair. Item C is considered authorized county judge to execute an interlocal with the City of Fort Natchez for street repair. Item D is receive and file the executed 2019 Foundation for Southeast Texas grant application. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under engineering, we have one item, A, consider possible approval of the amended plat of lot one of the G.D. Brown, Katie Brown, addition number 181.506 acres. Out of track 3B and track 2A and clerk file number 201-301-2095. Map for records of Jefferson County of the Sophia Dean Survey, abstract number 16, located off of Howard Road in precinct number 1. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction. It's met all the planning requirements. That vote on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sedgall. Any discussion?
Judge, I just want to apologize to engineering. This is not the one that I was thinking about. There was a private dispute on it. I'm sorry to get delayed a week if you caused the problem.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board wishes to bring to the attention of the public without it taking action? Not, then we are adjourned. We have a closed session immediately following court, and we'll enter into that closed session once the camera recording equipment is removed from the courtroom. So thank you all for being here. We are adjourned.